politics, and the media. You probably recognize, if you've been listening to the Jerry Pepin Show over the years, that this is a theme that we use for paranormal shows. And I opened this segment with Mike Miller because basically we're going to talk about the media and politics and how it works and the people in it, and it's almost like you're in some sort of zone of unreality. Some people say, well, that's true. I'm not sure I'm ready to go that far, but anyway, Mike Miller, do you miss television?
Sometimes I do. I end up watching the news channels on cable news channels mostly, and switching around, and I wonder whatever happened to objectivity. We were always, you know, ingrained in our brain that, you know, try to be fair and present both sides and don't take sides, and that's all changed. And I don't know if I'd be happy. I wouldn't be happy even working for a conservative station, even though I'm a conservative. I just don't think that's what journalism is all about. I think that's something totally different.
I completely agree with you. You know my politics, but I try to be fair and objective and give the other side some time from occasional, you know, every once in a while. People, though, are always shocked. Like, why are you giving him the platform?
Well,
I always felt there was both sides to a story.
You know, if you watch a channel where they just present one view over and over, and they have the same talking points that they repeat them, and they're usually about their enemies, and the same accusations over and over and over and over, and every night it's the same thing. It just seems to me it'd be a lot more interesting if you did have give and take, a little bit of argument from both sides, and some balance to it. I don't know how people can sit there night after night and watch the same thing repeated over and over and over.
Now, in all fairness, part of this is business, and it's because the business expanded. In other words, they used to have 6 or 7 stations. Now you have 50 in a market, and basically there's only room for a few to really get a big audience. And the conservative audience is loyal. And I was in talk radio doing syndication when this suddenly dawned on stations that they could capture that 13% by being conservative and get rid of moderate and middle-of-the-road guys and liberals like me and just go straight to the choir. And it's worked for them because you've got 50 stations, you've got 13% of the audience. You can see you probably got more than anybody else in that market.
Yeah, I imagine so. And I guess money enters into it, too.
Well, sure.
Now, the interesting thing is the power of broadcasting, propaganda, advertising, promotion. These stations switched when they weren't necessarily really conservative ideologically themselves, but they listened to this all day on their radio station 24/7. They soon are converted. You know, it's the unintended consequences of the multimedia universe.
Well, I think, you know, we've found over the years, and there's been a lot of years that we've known each other, that we have more in common than you might think.
Yes, we do.
We don't disagree on everything.
And of course, the deal is that you know, you and I believe in objectivity, and we have the same goals. Maybe we just disagree on what to do to get there.
The bottom line, I think we all want, is representative government and something that works
for the people.
And not for these selfish interests. Mm-hmm. Just make sure I'm reelected and I have my job, and the most important thing is to raise money, and voting and doing the right thing is way down the list somewhere.
This whole thing, Mike, about how much money it takes to get elected and stay in office, and all the candidates do is think about money, is true. But I really want to put the blame at the doorstep of the media, mainly the broadcasting media, radio and television. As you know, TV is sold by availabilities. In other words, if the Mike Miller 6 o'clock newscast gets four times the audience of the Jerry Pippen radio show, you can get at least four times the rate. And the broadcasters, before 1980, they didn't get a lot of money from politics. It was not a center for income. And now, at most of these major stations and the networks, you find people who specialize in political advertising, period. Even advertising agencies, that's all they do. Because advertising agencies get 15% off the top, and when they're paying a top dollar for a spot...
Yeah, I mean, they finish one campaign, they're reelected, and they immediately start the next day on their next campaign, raising money for that one.
$400 for Mike Miller and $100 for Jerry Pippen, for instance. It doesn't take long to figure out where they're going to spend their money because of their commissions. And so what we've done, and it was attacked and changed because it was unfair, and it was, except for one thing, the unintended consequences are worse. And maybe the Ford Motor Company should pay $400 a spot, but should Tom Coburn or Jerry Pippen running for office? I don't think so. I think we're all Americans, and the democracy angle, the voting angle, is very important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the biggest expenditure, no question.
You try to legislate to vice, and that's been tried forever. It doesn't work. And money is probably the biggest vice of all, especially if you're a sales manager at a station. You got a big overhead. You got to meet it. Besides that, you got your cabin up there on Grand Lake, Rick's next to James Inhofe, and maybe an airplane, you know?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. The money is corrupting our government, and it just, it's a shame to see it, and I don't know how you can correct it.
I'm not sure you can. It's kind of like the old song, how are you going to keep them down on the farm once they get to the city? You know, once they get the money, hey, it's a good life.
I know. I think both liberals and conservatives would agree on that point, that something needs to be done, but I don't know what the answer is. Maybe term limits, but
I'm not so sure about term limits. Basically, you need to go where the expense is, and that's broadcasting. And you need to look back in the 50s and 60s. Broadcasters weren't charging an arm and a leg. They had to charge by law the lowest rate they've ever charged in that year. And we've seen that before. They kept other rates artificially high because some operators wanted to make some money off of politics. But, got to do something. Maybe just make broadcasters, even to the Internet, which will really raise hell with everyone, but maybe make us give some public service time to all the candidates. Then, of course, you got the problem of who gets a free ride. The commission appoints people that can run for office. That's not good. Lots of problems there, but I think we need to limit what the media charges for advertising. I think that would be the answer. One thing we don't want to limit is what we charge for your book. However, it's reasonably priced, and it's a great book, Mike Miller. I would recommend people reading it. How High Can I Stoop?
Just one thing. The book does deal with the drinking, and I found that I was drinking a lot, like a lot of other reporters and people in the business, and they drank on Capitol Hill a lot in the 80s, and that I also fell into a depression, and I found that once I stopped drinking, which was 20 years ago, the depression lifted on its own. It just immediately it lifted. And I think that there is a link between drinking and depression, and it's something the psychiatrists don't tell you. They don't even get into it at all. And I did get an email from a woman who bought the book and gave it to her son, who was an alcoholic, who had become an alcoholic, and she said, "I want to thank you for writing this book because he stopped drinking after reading your book." And that really made me feel good. I mean, this one email kind of made the whole thing worthwhile.
In my opinion, that's another thing that politicians and reporters and journalists and TV anchors have in common, broadcast people in general, is the fact that it's a high-pressure business and drinking is an outlet. And to a certain extent, sex.
Yeah.
So we're in a business where it's wild and crazy on many levels.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was worse, you know, before the Mothers Against Drunk Driving took
over. Oh, it was.
All that. People used to drive around. I remember in Tulsa, everybody drank a beer while they were driving around.
Yeah, they were drunk.
And they drove better than they do today.
That's true.
Yeah, back there in the 60s, drinking and driving was very, very common.
It was. I mean, you'd pop into a 7-Eleven and buy one beer, maybe a tall one, 16 ounce. And that would last you, you know, if you were driving across town.
Yeah, to the next 7-Eleven.
To the next 7-Eleven. Got to keep them cold.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Miller, you're retired and you moved to Florida. Are you enjoying it? Everything going okay?
Yeah, I do exercise. I like to bike ride, and that's the way I kind of try to stay in shape. Ride for an hour every day, and it's Florida's pretty flat, so it's pretty easy to do. And other than that, just take life as it comes.
Mike Miller, it's always a joy talking to you about politics and the media, two of our favorite subjects.
Oh, I hope so. Keep in touch, Jerry. I've really enjoyed talking.
Sometimes we go at it on Facebook. but that's, you know, there's a good challenge in that, and I think a lot of people have lost the spirit of debate.
Right, and still talking to each other.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
As you said earlier, compromise has become a dirty word. And that's too bad.
It's not that way with many people.
There's nothing wrong with everyone giving a little and everyone still being happy.
How do you accomplish anything?
Anything, right.
You can't unless each side gives something up to get something. And that's just the way Congress has always worked, and I think it's very unrealistic for people to say it's my way or the highway, and you're going to do it my way, or we're not going to do it any other way.
I wonder if their personal lives are that way.
Probably.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you, Jerry.
Well, they could be, or they could be just the opposite. The wife may tell them what to do every minute of the day. Of course, there's some Tea Party people. Michelle Bachmann's doing pretty well. I don't quite understand it, but she is. Hey, Mike Miller, the book was great. I read it a long time ago, but it's still out at Amazon and other places. And I tell you, people need to read it if they're interested in politics and the media. It's called How High Can I Stoop? Thanks for being on, Mike. I've enjoyed it. This has been a program in our series, Politics and the Media. I'm Jerry Pippin. Until next time, cheers.